Jeff Harvey takes medical problems personally, both with a grandson with Duchenne muscular dystrophy and a wife who died from an aneurysm. For muscular dystrophy, he helped finance a drug which is now going into early use for treating those with the disease. After his wife died 18 years ago, he started giving to the Brain Aneurysm Foundation. Then he got together with UB researchers led by Hui Meng, who were working on aneurysms. Together, they set up neurovascular diagnostics. Chief Financial Officer Harvey says aneurysms are a much more serious health problem than most people would understand.
What people don't realize is 1 in 50 people walking around have a brain aneurysm and don't know it. And the only way that you could tell if you had one is you would have to get an MRA or CAT scan. Other than that, most people are walking around don't have any symptoms, so they wouldn't know that they had one.
After a rupture of an aneurysm in the brain, around 15% die before reaching a hospital. Even if the patient makes it to the hospital and can be treated, around two-thirds of survivors are disabled in some way. The new company is trying out a blood test with biomarkers, which would identify a person at risk of an aneurysm, possibly with genetic ties to others with aneurysms. The researchers are working with blood samples from Buffalo General Hospital patients who have suffered an aneurysm. The National Science Foundation has given Neurovascular a $224,000 Small Business Innovation Research Grant. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.